KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have some light fog outside the KJAN studios. Most of that is starting to burn off, and we look for it to be partly sunny to sunny today, a high of 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, fall arrives next week, and gasoline prices are falling in Iowa. Gail Weinholzer at AAA of Iowa says the average price for a gallon of self-service unleaded gas is now $3.27. That's down a nickel a gallon from last week and down about a dime from last month.
The band, of course, is dropping off now that all the kids have headed back to school. Our refineries are meeting demand, and as a result, we're having an ample supply. We also have not had a significant hurricane in the Gulf Coast region to upset crude oil supply there either.
If all continues to go smoothly, Weinholzer says prices may drop another 10 to 20 cents by the end of October, with, of course, a couple of variables.
When we start to switch over from the summer to the winter-grade fuel, supplies will tighten up just a little bit, and so we could see a very short-term bump in prices. But again, that'll be very short-term and very limited. And secondly, of course, the hurricane season isn't quite over yet in the Atlantic and Gulf Coast regions.
Iowa's current average gas price is 12 cents below the national average. Iowa's most expensive gas is in a metro area in Des Moines at $3.25, while the cheapest gas is in Sioux City at $3.15 a gallon. A cow had to be put down after suffering multiple injuries when it was hit by a pickup truck Monday evening in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say Jacob Lindgren was traveling north on M Avenue at around 9 p.m. when his 1999 Ford F-250 pickup topped a hill about a half mile south of 250th Street and collided with the cow, which was in the middle of the road. Lindgren saw the animal and tried to stop, but wasn't able to do so in time. The cow's owner, Andy Larson, confirmed the animal was his and that there had been an issue with the fence on his property that he thought had been repaired to keep the animals confined to the pasture. The pickup registered to Mark Lindgren sustained $4,000 damage. The cow was valued at $2,300. There were no citations issued. Two Red Oak residents were arrested late Monday night on alcohol-related charges. Red Oak police say 21-year-old Dalton Paul Valentin was arrested at around 11:45 p.m., while 53-year-old Kathy Leona Palmquist was arrested at around 11:30. Both were charged with public intoxication and held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond each. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest Monday morning of 48-year-old Kelly Sue Malone of Creston. Malone was arrested at the Creston YMCA at around 10:45 a.m. for theft in the fifth degree. The woman was subsequently released on a promise to appear later in court. 19-year-old Stephen Dennis Richardson of Creston was arrested Monday evening at a local fast food establishment on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court. Richardson was being held on $2,000 bond in the Union County Jail. And authorities in Creston said a resident in the 1200 block of Jaguar Avenue reported Monday morning that her wallet and $100 were stolen from her vehicle while it was parked at the Creston YMCA between 10:15 and 10:30 a.m. The loss was estimated at $130,000 altogether. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Wyota man was arrested on drug charges Saturday. 19-year-old Bryant Kenny Mitchell faces possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Mitchell was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. Monday morning, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 52-year-old Russell Allen Shearer of Elliott on a charge of driving under suspension. Shearer was taken to the Cass County Jail, pled guilty, and was released. Authorities on Monday released the name of a man found dead at a Council Bluffs golf course pond. The body of 33-year-old Josie Jensen was found Friday at the Council Bluffs Country Club, according to police. The Iowa Medical Examiner's Office and police said Jensen's cause of death was accidental drowning. They helped to identify him through the use of tattoos on his body. Jensen, who's from Council Bluffs, had been reported missing by his family on September the 3rd. Medical Examiner found no indication of foul play. Sergeant Dave Dawson with the Council Bluffs Police Department said, "We believe at this time this incident only to be a tragic accident." The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Pacific Junction man was arrested Friday on drug charges. 42-year-old Daniel Dustin Sampson was charged with possession of a controlled substance. He was taken into custody at around 7:30 p.m. and held at the Mills County Jail on $1,000 bond. On Saturday, Mills County deputies arrested 48-year-old Annie Christine Gardner of Glenwood. She was charged with OWI first offense after being stopped near the intersection of Highway 34 and Interstate 29 at around 11:10 p.m. Saturday. Her bond was also set at $1,000. Elsewhere in Southern Iowa news, Governor Terry Branstad on Monday issued a proclamation of disaster emergency for Union County in response to recent severe weather. The governor's proclamation allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of severe weather and heavy rains on September the 9th. In addition, the proclamation also activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Program for Union County. The IAP provides grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes up to 200% of the federal poverty level, or a maximum annual income of $39,580 for a family of three. Grants are available for home or car repairs, replacement of clothing or food, and for the expense of temporary housing. Original receipts are required for those seeking reimbursement for actual expenses related to storm recovery. The grant application and instructions are available on the Iowa Department of Human Services website, which there is a link to under this same story under the news tab at KJAN.com. Potential applicants have 45 days from the date of the proclamation to submit a claim. The Great Iowa Treasure Hunt is coming to Cass County. State Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald is gearing up for his fall publication in hopes of returning lost money to its rightful owner. Fitzgerald says the state is holding more than $628,800 for Cass County residents in the Great Iowa Treasure Hunt. He says throughout the years, we have had tremendous success returning unclaimed property in Cass County. They've returned just over $299,200 for people in the county, but are always looking for more individuals. Fitzgerald says the fall publication signifies the names of people that had funds turned over to the Great Iowa Treasure Hunt within the last year. The program has returned over $182 million in unclaimed property to more than 438,000 individuals since it began in 1983. Unclaimed property refers to money and other assets held by financial institutions or companies that have lost contact with the property's owner for a specific period of time. State law requires those institutions and companies to annually report and deliver unclaimed property to the state treasurer's office, where it is held until the owner or the heir of the property is found. Common forms of unclaimed property would include checking or savings accounts, stocks, uncashed checks, life insurance policies, utility security deposits, and safe deposit box contents. You can check the unclaimed property database to see if the Great Iowa Treasure Hunt has property belonging to you. Go to greatiowatreasurehunt.com to begin your search. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.